Traveler's Journal, May 14th. Mud walking on the Wadensee. Living in a country without mountains, canyons, or whitewater rivers, the Dutch are hard-pressed for local adventures. Witness the popularity of vadlopen, essentially mud walking, a most unique activity in which thousands engage every year. The Wadensee is a shallow strip of North Sea that separates the Netherlands' northern coast from the fringe of the West Frisian Islands, which lies several miles offshore. So shallow, in fact, that when the tide ebbs each day, many broad channels drain almost entirely, leaving behind mile after mile of mudflats and sandy bars. Of course, the natural instinct, at least for some folks, is to take a hike out to Schiermonnikoog, or Ameland, two islands about 5 miles offshore. Actually, hike isn't exactly right. Slog would be more accurate. Treading over the soft mud is something like loping across a plane of paste. Pause too long and your stocking feet start to sink, to your ankles, shins, or even knees. Many vadlopen routes have been traced over the years to take advantage of sandbars and narrow channels along the way. But still, it's no walk in the park. Since conditions are always in flux, vadlopen can be demanding, disorienting, and even dangerous. Any excursion requires a good guide and considerable stamina. The sea-bottom landscape may be flat, but distances can be deceiving, and you don't want to be caught mid-walk when the tide turns. But once you've vadloped across the Wadensee, your idea of adventure will never be quite the same. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.